Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to hear your word today. Give us hearts that are close to you. Give us wisdom and understanding. Amen. Every warning gives us a choice.
每當我哋睇到告示牌嘅時候咧，一啲警告性嘅告示牌嘅時候咧，都俾我哋一個嘅選擇嘅。
You can listen to the warning, or you can ignore it.
下一張，點解？等我哋睇到告示牌嘅時候咧，警告性嘅告示牌咧，我哋可以留神，或者我哋可以唔理。
Listen or ignore.
留神或者置之不理。
The parable of the rich man in Luke 16 is a warning for us.
今天我们读到财主与拉撒路的故事呢，其实是给我们一个警告。
Jesus is showing us what is beyond death.
主耶稣呢，告诉我们死亡之后的真实情况。
Now, this story comes in the middle of a lot of stories about two directions.
这个故事呢，如果我们在上文路加福音前面后面呢，我们发觉呢，是在很多都是有个比较性的故事里面的其中一个。
So in chapter 15, for example.
举例来讲，在第15章。
The lost and found sheep.
我们看到呢，迷失的羊后来又被找回了。
The lost and found coin.
有个人失去了银币后来又找回了。
The lost and found son.
那個浪子回頭的故事，他失去了個小孩，後來回回轉頭了。
In chapter 17,
在第17章，
The healing of the 10 lepers.
耶穌醫好了10個長大麻風的人。
9 lepers ignore God after they're healed.
有9個呢，醫好了之後就是這樣了，走了去了。
1 leper responds by praising God.
有1個呢，就回轉頭來到感謝讚美上帝。
Chapter 18,
在第18章，
The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector praying.
我们看到呢，有一个法利赛人和另外一个税吏是祈祷。
One went home right with God and one didn't.
有一个呢，回了家的时候呢，在上帝眼中被认为是义人，另外一个就不是。
These are all stories of people going one way or the other.
这些故事呢，都给我们看到人的选择，有些是一个方向，有些是另外一个。
The parable of the rich man and Lazarus is another story about two people going in two directions.
财主和拉撒路呢，亦都是一个对比的故事，是两个人选择了不同的方向。
So, the rich man had very expensive clothes.
那个财主呢，穿着一些很华丽、很华贵的衣服。
He lived in luxury every day.
他呢，生活呢，每日都是奢华。
Lazarus was a beggar.
拉撒路呢，只不过是一个乞衣。
Every day he lay on the ground at the gate of the rich man.
每一天他来到那个财主的门口，就睡在那个门口。
He longed just to eat the scraps from the rich man's table.
他只是盼望那个财主的桌上面有什么食物跌下来，他就可以吃。
He had sores all over him.
他全身都生了疮。
Dogs would come and lick his sores.
狗呢，会来呢，舔他的疮。
Now, this is actually the only parable where Jesus gives a name to one of the people.
在耶稣讲很多比喻里面呢，只有这个比喻，耶稣呢，是给那个比喻中间人物起了个名的。
He names the beggar Lazarus.
他将这个乞衣呢，的名叫做拉撒路。
The name Lazarus means God helps him.
拉撒路这个名字的意思呢，就是上帝帮助我。
So this man had nothing, but God was his helper.
这个人呢，什么都没有，但是他有上帝成为他的帮助者。
And that's very significant because of what happens next.
这个是非常重要的，因为呢，我们在下文那里就看到了。
Both men died.
在下文呢，我们看到这两个人都死了。
And the angels carried Lazarus to Abraham's side in heaven. The rich man was tormented in hell.
而那个财主呢,
Jesus is telling us these two very important things. First, that this life on earth is temporary.
首先呢,
Second, that judgment is eternal and it is heaven or hell.
第二件事就是審判是永恆的,
There are two possibilities for every person. So the rich man, he sees Lazarus with Abraham in heaven. And he cries out for help. He says to them, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am in agony. Abraham says no. First he says to the rich man, you had everything in your earthly life. Lazarus had nothing. Now he is comforted and you are in agony. Your positions have been switched around. Your wealth in this world was temporary. Lazarus's pain in this world was temporary. But now your positions are eternal. Second, Abraham says, there is a huge chasm between you and him.
第二件事呢,他說呢,在你我之間,在天堂地獄之間,有一個很大的鴻溝阻隔的。
No one can ever cross over.
沒有人可以從這邊去到那邊的。
There is no changing directions after you leave this world.
你一離開了這個世界的時候,就沒有可能轉換方向了。
Do you know what is really sad about this story?
你知不知道這個故事裡面最悲慘的是什麼?
The rich man recognizes Lazarus.
就是這個財主,
and he should recognize Lazarus.
他是應該認得拉撒路,
because he passed Lazarus at his gate every day.
因為呢,他每天出門口的時候呢,一定會見到拉撒路的。
He saw Lazarus every day. He ignored Lazarus every day. But maybe you feel sorry for this rich man. Maybe you want God to give him a second chance. This is why Jesus tells us this story. He wants us to understand this very clearly. This life is temporary. Judgment is eternal. It is heaven or hell. And there is no changing direction after this life. This is a warning for us. Jesus has given us a very clear picture of life after death.
Jesus has given us a very clear picture of life after death.
So the rich man cries out again to Lazarus. At least send Lazarus back to warn my five brothers about hell. And what does Abraham say? No more warnings. No more warnings. First, they have Moses and the prophets. They already have God's message. They already know what God expects of them. The rich man says, but they're not listening to Moses and the prophets, but they'll listen if someone comes back from the dead. And Abraham says, no, they won't. Even if someone rises from the dead, they will not listen. This is the heart of this parable. Jesus is about to die and rise again. And Abraham is saying that even if a man rises from the dead, he will not convince people to repent of their sin. Because miracles do not change our heart. Miracles can change our mind, but not our heart. And Jesus says something similar to this in back in Luke chapter 11, verse 29, which I'll get David to read. So God sent Jonah to tell the Ninevites to repent. This is the sign of Jonah. Repentance. This is the sign we need. We need to hear the message of Jonah. We need to repent of our sin. We need to say sorry to God and turn away from that sin. And this is what Abraham is saying to the rich man. They won't listen to Lazarus. They won't even listen to Jesus when he rises from the dead. Because their hearts have not changed. They have not recognised their sin and they have not repented. I knew a man many years ago who had an inoperable brain tumour. He only had a few months to live. The doctors were unable to do anything. He came to our church for help. He ended up putting his trust in Jesus. He became a Christian. After that, he was miraculously healed. The brain tumour disappeared. He was completely gone. He was completely healed. There was no medical explanation for it. He only had a few months to live, but now he was completely healthy. Two months later, He gave up his faith.
过了两个月, 他不要他的信仰,
he walked away from God.
他不要神啊,
the miracle didn't change his heart.
神迹不改变不了他的心,
it only changed his mind.
只是改变了他的思想,
only for a moment.
是很短暂的改变。
Miracles will not change our hearts.
有时神迹是改变不了我们的心。
But this parable is about a particular sin of the rich man.
但这个故事呢,都给我们看到这个财主呢,是犯了一个很特别的罪。
Luxury,
奢华的生活,
comfort,
舒适,
wealth,
财富,
these things are not sinful.
这些东西不是犯罪的。
So why was the rich man condemned?
那我们会问,为什么这个财主会被审判,判了去地狱呢?
Not because he was rich.
不是因为他有钱。
Not because he had an easy life.
不是因为他生活得很惬意。
But because he stepped over Lazarus every day and did nothing.
而是因为他每一天都经过见到拉撒路,而什么都不做。
He had great wealth and used it only for himself.
他虽然很有钱,但他只是用钱来满足自己。
He only built his own kingdom.
他建立的是他自己的王国。
The rich man faced the eternal judgment of hell because his heart belonged to the world and not to God.
他被判到地狱,因为他的心完全是被世界占据了,而没有上帝。
He helped himself.
他只是自己顾自己。
He lived for himself.
他活着是为自己。
He looked after himself.
他照顾他自己。
He was blind to God and to everyone else around him.
他完全当上帝没道,亦都当全世界其他人没道。
Are there times that we are like that rich man?
有没有时候我们都有点像个财主呢?
When we trust in our wealth and in worldly things instead of trusting God?
有没有时候我们都是相信自己,相信财富,而不相信上帝?
For those times, we need to say sorry and repent.
我们要为到那些有这种想法来认罪,向神认罪。
We need to ask for God's forgiveness.
我要求神宽恕我们。
Our spiritual name needs to be Lazarus.
我们属灵的名字应该是叫做拉撒路,上帝帮助。
God helps me.
上帝帮助。
God is my helper.
上帝是我的帮助。
If I have riches and wealth, I still need to depend on God.
就算我有
If I am able to help other people, I still need to depend on God myself. If I am able to be generous, it's because God has helped me. So here is the warning that we can either listen to or ignore.
留意这个警告,也可以置之不理。
Wealth and luxury and comfort can blind us to the needs of others.
财富,舒适的生活,享受,好好享受,有时会令到我们对其他人视而不见。
But they can also blind us to our need to depend on God ourselves.
也可以使我们蒙查查,而不用依靠上帝。
It's very easy not to depend on God when you have everything you need in this world.
当我们生活得很自在,有所有各样的需要的时候,我们很容易会远离上帝。
Lazarus had nothing, but he depended on God.
而拉撒路呢,他什么都没有,但是他依靠上帝。
And you might think that God didn't really look after him that well.
Sometimes I think, hey, God didn't really look after him that well.
Lazarus was a poor beggar with a horrible life. It doesn't look like God looked after him well at all. But it's not about this life. It's about the next life. It's about eternity. Lazarus depended on God for eternity. Let me encourage you with these final thoughts. Use the wealth that God has given you in a way that matters for eternity. Because when we only use our wealth for ourselves, it will blind us to the needs of others. And it can stop us from depending on God. And when that happens, wealth becomes our master. The warning is that we only live this life once. And our greatest need in this life is to repent and be forgiven. We need to repent from depending on ourselves. Only when we depend on God can we have eternal life. And there is no second chance. We choose our eternal direction in this life. There is no changing direction in eternity. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us. Thank you in your kindness that you warn us. You have called us to repent. Father, help us to repent and find forgiveness. We know this is the only way we can spend eternity with you. May our wealth in this world not blind us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.